So the reading's taken from Hebrews chapter 3, starting from verse 7. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, on the day of testing in the wilderness, where your fathers put me to the test and saw my works for 40 years. Therefore, I was provoked with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart. They have not known my ways. As I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original confidence firm to the end. As it is said, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. For who were those who heard and yet rebelled? Was it not all those who left Egypt led by Moses? And with whom was he provoked for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned whose bodies fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who were disobedient? So we see that they were unable to enter because of unbelief. Therefore, while the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us fear lest any of you should seem to have failed to reach it. For good news came to us just as to them, but the message they heard did not benefit them, because they were not united by faith with those who listened. For we who have believed entered that rest, as he has said, as I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest, although his works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he has somewhere spoken of the seventh day in this way, and God rested on the seventh day from all his works. And again in this passage he said, they shall not enter my rest. Since therefore it remains for some to enter it, and those who formerly received the good news failed to enter because of disobedience, again he appoints a certain day, today, saying through David so long afterwards, in the words already quoted, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. For if Joshua had given them rest, God would not have spoken of another day later on. So then there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works as God did from us, from his. Let us therefore strive to enter that rest, so that no one may fall by the same sort of disobedience. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And no creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give account.
Thanks so much, Alfie. My name is Brian, and I'm on staff at the Moorgate Talks. It's lovely to meet you if this is your first time here. It's a long passage today, isn't it? But I promise I won't go on for ages. If Christianity is true, then Christians can look forward to the new creation. Christians can look forward to the new creation. And I think this would be the most important thing in anyone's life to get to the new creation safely. Whether you're Christian or not, you know, this is a really important question for all of us. How can we get to the new creation safely? Now, we don't want to start well but not finish well. We don't want to give up halfway through. We don't want to fall away like so many others have done. I remember when I was a child, I watched Sunday school videos of Jonathan Edwards, the Olympic triple jumper, and talking about his Christian faith. Very sadly, Jonathan Edwards no longer calls himself a Christian. Christians do give up. They don't always make it to the end. So please do listen in on how we can make it to the end. In last week's passage, we learned that Jesus is much, much bigger than Moses. Moses was God's servant, but Jesus is God's son. And we can be God's house, if we're Christians, if we keep on believing in Jesus. And so in today's passage, the writer of Hebrews talks about how we can keep believing in Jesus in order to make it to the end. And you can see an outline of today's talk on your handouts. We've got 2 points. Point number one, take care not to have a hard heart. Take care not to have a hard heart. Look down with me to verse 12. Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God. Verse 12 is a good summary verse for our first section. The writer of Hebrews wants his readers not to have a hard heart. Well, it's worth mentioning that chapter 3, verses 7 to 19, is quoting from Psalm 95 in the Old Testament, which refers to some historical events in the history of Israel. These historical events would have been well known to the original readers of the letter to the Hebrews, which is why the writer doesn't describe these events in detail. He just quotes directly from Psalm 95 and assume that his readers know these events. But some of us here may not know these events, so let's just go through them quickly together. So after having been rescued from Egypt, the people of Israel had reached the edge of Canaan, the promised land, and now they faced a choice. Would they obey God's words and enter into Canaan, or would they disobey God and refuse to enter? This was the choice that they had to make. It was a very significant moment. In the end, very sadly, the people of Israel chose to disobey God and refuse to enter the land. And verses 7 and 16 uses the word rebellion to describe their actions. By refusing to enter into Canaan, the people of Israel were committing an act of rebellion against God. They were like soldiers disobeying the instructions of their commanding officer, or like sailors committing mutiny against their captain. This was a serious act of defiance against the Lord. And so as a result, God punished them. He condemned them to 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. We can see God's verdict in verse 10. He says, "Therefore, I was provoked with that generation and said, they will always go astray in their hearts. They have not known my ways. As I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest." The people of Israel's hearts had gone astray. They were wayward and rebellious. And so God's punishment for Israel was that the whole wilderness generation, the generation who'd been rescued from Egypt and had reached the edge of the promised land, would not enter the land. This was devastating. God's people would have to wander in the wilderness for 40 years. And they would not be allowed to enter into the land until the time was up. This was a serious punishment for a serious rebellion. And the writer of Hebrews warns his readers in verse 12, our key verse. He says this, "Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God." Now, the Hebrews were in a different situation to the Israelites, but they still faced the same danger. The danger of having a hard heart. The heart that rejects God's word. The same rebellious heart that disobeyed God's commands in the wilderness. And so the Hebrews should take care not to have the same hard hearts as the Israelites did. They should make sure to have soft hearts. Hearts that trust in God's word. Hearts that are obedient to God's commands. And one way to do this is to exhort one another so that no one may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Like the Israelites, the Hebrews were also on the way to the promised land, the new creation. And they had to make a choice each day. Will they obey God's word and grow a soft heart? Or will they disobey God's word and grow a hard heart? They should keep reminding each other to obey God's word and to have a soft heart. And to give you an example, a Christian may be considering whether to join in with some pagan sacrifices at the local temple. Well, they should remind him that this is idolatry and displeases God. So don't disobey God's words. Stop your heart from being hardened by sin. Or another example, someone else may be struggling with greed. Well, the brothers and sisters should remind this person that they should be content with what God has given them. By obeying God's word in this area of life, they can grow a soft heart and not a hard one. And so, exhorting one another, telling each other to obey God's word, is a really important way to have a soft heart. It is key to making it to the end, to making it to the new creation. Christians will share in Christ's inheritance in the new creation, so they should encourage each other to keep going until the end. Now, the Hebrews may have felt a bit complacent at this point. They may be thinking, well, this doesn't really apply to me. I've started well on my Christian journey. I'm making good progress. I should be fine. I'm in a safe place. Well, the author of Hebrews warns them in verses 15 to 19. In fact, he gives the same warning as from verse 7. He says, "Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the wilderness." So he warns them because there is a real danger of hardening their hearts when they hear God's voice. Don't think that just because you've started well, you will finish well. You aren't immune from wandering away from God. There is a real danger, so don't be complacent. Take care. Watch out. Watch your hearts. Just look at the Israelites. They had been rescued by God out of slavery in Egypt. They've seen the Red Sea divide into two. They've heard God's voice at Mount Sinai. You know, these are amazing experiences that the people of Israel went through. And yet, who was it who stubbornly refused to obey God's words at the edge of the promised land? It was these very people, the people of Israel, who experienced this mighty rescue from God. It was these people who disobeyed God by refusing to enter the land. It was these people who chose to rebel against God after all that they had experienced. And so the lesson is, do not be complacent. Don't think that just because you've started well as a Christian, you will keep going to the end, that you are immune from developing a hard heart. Instead, watch out, take care, be careful not to have a hard heart that will lead you to fall away from the living God. And of course, the same isn't just true for the Hebrew Christians, it's true for us here at the Moorgate Talks as well. For each one of us who believes in Jesus, we need to watch out. We need to be careful not to have a hard heart. I need to watch out. You need to watch out. Like the Israelites, we may have started out really well. You know, we may have started to follow Jesus from a young age. We were maybe taught the Bible faithfully at Sunday school and youth group. We may have been on the CU exec when we were at university. We may have even led on Christian camps for many years. And for some of us, we may even be church wardens or elders at our local churches. Well, this warning still applies to us. Let's make sure that every time we hear God's voice through his word, the Bible, we are responding with soft hearts. And that includes every time we hear God's word, whether that's our quiet times, you know, when we read the Bible on our own, or in our church Bible study groups, in our Sunday meetings. He is speaking to us every time we open up the Bible and hear from him. And he's speaking to us here at the Moorgate Talks. Every time we hear him speak, let's make sure that we obey his voice. Let's believe his promises and do as he says. The wrong response would be to disobey God, to just as the Israelites did in the wilderness. Consider how this was an act of rebellion against God. And let's take note that persistent disobedience will lead to our hearts hardening over time. If we keep disobeying God's word over time, our hearts will harden and we will fall away from God. The danger is real. Let's not be complacent. Let's heed the warning. And let's also remember that we aren't lone rangers. We have each other, brothers and sisters in Christ, here at the Moorgate Talks, in our workplace Christian groups, and in our local churches. So let's exhort one another, as the writer of Hebrews tells us to. Let's remind each other to keep obeying God's word, to not be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. And sin really is deceitful, isn't it? Did God really say no to gossip or anger or lust? And for us who spend so much time in the city, I think there's a particular temptation to start living for the world and not for God. Whether that means pursuing the next step on the career ladder, or buying a bigger house, getting a nicer holiday. But these are all good things, and they're not sinful in themselves, but they do become sinful if we start prioritizing them before, above and beyond following Jesus. And so let's encourage each other to keep obeying God's words every time we hear it. Let's urge each other to have soft hearts. Let's be doing this at the lunchtime talks. Let's be doing this in our office Christian groups, at home with our Christian family members. Let's exhort one another at our church Bible studies and our church meetings on Sundays, to keep going until the end, to keep having soft hearts. And after the talk today, we'll be having a few minutes of discussion. We've got a couple of questions on the handout, so that will be a great opportunity for us to put this into practice straight away. Let's share with one another what we've been struck by from today's passage. Let's help each other to put it into practice. And if you wouldn't call yourself a Christian, well, you're really welcome. I'm so glad you could make it here today. I hope it doesn't put you off. Please do feel free to share what you have been struck by and any questions you might have. We'd love to hear from you. So, how can we make it safely to the new creation? Well, the author of Hebrews tells us, by taking care not to have a hard heart. He says, take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God. So, let's now turn to our second point. Strive to enter God's rest. Strive to enter God's rest. And the key verse for this section is verse 11, chapter 4, verse 11. Let me read this for us. Let us therefore strive to enter the rest, so that no one may fall by the same sort of disobedience. Chapter 4, verses 1 to 10 teach us that there is a permanent place of rest that awaits all of God's people. So this world is not our ultimate home. There is a place waiting for us that we can truly call home. It is a place of ultimate rest for God's people. And this is known as the new creation elsewhere in the Bible. And this new creation will be infinitely better than the promised land in the Old Testament. It will be perfect. It will no longer be marred by sin or death. There will be no more pain, no more suffering or sadness, no more COVID, no more cancer, no more death. It will be a true place of rest where God's people will enjoy a perfect relationship with God and each other forever. And that's what verse 10 is referring to. It says, For whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works, as God did from his. So what this is saying is that God and his people will get to enjoy this perfect world forever. Now, the wilderness generation in the Old Testament was not able to enter the promised land because they disobeyed God's word. And that's clear from verse 6. Those who formerly received the good news failed to enter because of disobedience. They disobeyed God, they couldn't enter. But in contrast, Christians will get to enter the new creation because they obey God's word. God will welcome his faithful ones home. That's the message of verse 3. For we who have believed enter that rest. For we who have believed enter that rest. So the new creation is for all of God's people, provided they believe in God right until the end. But that doesn't mean that Christians can just sit around and do nothing. They need to strive to enter God's rest. That's what the writer of Hebrews says. They need to strive to enter God's rest. Well, how can they do this? By continuing to believe in and obey God's word. By continuing to believe in and obey God's word. And that explains why our section ends with verses 12 to 13. These verses are all about God's words. Let me read these famous verses again. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And no creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. And so what this is saying is that the Bible isn't just an archaic historical document. It's not just a dead book. It is the living and active word of God. Every time we open the Bible, we are meeting with God. And he is discerning our thoughts and intentions as we respond to it. Will we accept or reject God's message for us? And so the lesson for us is that we should strive to enter God's rest by believing in and obeying God's word. And that's basically the same message as the first section, but it's just worded slightly differently. The first section was a warning, take care not to have hard hearts. And the second message is one of encouragement. Strive to enter God's rest. Make every effort to get to the end. And it is such an important message that the writer of Hebrews basically makes the same point twice, but one negatively, one positively. Now, I know sometimes Christians will say, once saved, always saved. Well, this passage reminds us not to be complacent. Yes, you know, God will make sure that Christians get to the end, but that doesn't mean that all of us can just sit back and relax. We need to strive to enter God's rest. We need to make every effort to get there. And we should take this command seriously, because what is at stake? It's a new creation. As we mentioned at the start, this is the most important question that we face. How do we get to the new creation safely? And so let's make sure that we do get to enter our eternal home by obeying God's word until the end. Every day we hear God's word, let's make sure we obey it, we believe in it, and that is the secret to making it safely to the end. Well, let's have a think about some concrete examples of how we can strive to enter God's rest. One thing that I find really helpful is to read the Bible by myself every morning. Sometimes I'll read it at home when I'm having breakfast. Other times I'll have it on the train on the way to work. Well, just by spending 10 minutes each day, it really encourages me to keep believing in God's word and to keep obeying it. Well, another example of striving to enter God's rest involves joining a local church. If you are a Christian, and you haven't found a local church, well, please may I encourage you to do so. And if you are already part of a local church, well, I hope that your pastor and your church family are encouraging you to keep believing in and obeying God's word. Because we do need one another, don't we? As we saw in our first section, we are commanded to exhort one another. And so that is, you know, if we join a local church, that is how we can exhort one another to keep believing in God's word and to keep obeying it. If you aren't a Christian, then I hope today's passage is really appealing to you, because it tells us that there is a perfect place of rest for those who trust in Jesus. This new creation will be so much better than this world that we currently live in. There will be no more sin or death. Instead, we will get to enjoy a perfect new world with God and his people. And perhaps you'd like to find out more about it. Well, please do speak to the Christian colleague who brought you along. Or if you'd like to speak to Julia or myself, please, you'd be very welcome to. We'd love to tell you more about how we can get to this new creation. So, in conclusion, how can we make it safely to the new creation? By striving to enter God's rest. Let me read verse 11 again for us. Let us therefore strive to enter that rest, so that no one may fall by the same sort of disobedience. Let's pray as we close. Our Father in heaven, thank you so much for preparing a place of rest for your people. We pray that you would help us to get there safely. Please help us to have soft hearts every time we hear your voice, to obey your words, to keep believing in it, and to keep encouraging each other to accept it. And Father, we pray that you would help us to strive to enter that rest. In Jesus' name, amen.